Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah means praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ is risen. Indeed, He is risen. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We even know this wonderful resurrection story, which is presenting the way of eternal life. We've heard about this story in the Bible, the resurrection story. Every Easter Sunday, the church talks about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It happened 2,000 years ago, and as time goes, the resurrection story has spread out to all the nations. However, people in 2,000 years ago couldn't understand the story of the resurrection because that was their first time to hear about resurrection. A man died and resurrected? They never heard about that resurrection story before Jesus Christ. So it was totally new to them as well as nonsensical in 2,000 years ago. While we heard about it many times in the church, but it was new and nonsensical to them 2,000 years ago. But however, there is a difference between them and us now. Do you know what it is? The difference between the people 2,000 years ago and now we are. The difference is they had eyewitnesses of Jesus' resurrection at that time. There are some people say, hey, Jesus resurrected, I saw him. I am eyewitness. I saw Jesus Christ. He's risen. They had eyewitnesses at a time. While we just read about the resurrection in the scripture. And Peter and other disciples were eyewitnesses of Jesus' resurrection, and they talked to people about what they saw. And today's scripture is about the testimony of Peter. He said, we are witnesses of everything he did. They killed him by hanging him on the cross, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. So they had eyewitnesses for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So they could be so brave and bold to talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's nonsensical talking. It's not, how can you understand? It's my first time to hear about somebody die and resurrected. But they were so bold and so brave to talk to people what they saw. Hey, Sean, I met Jesus Christ. He's not dead. He's risen. Yes, Rob, he's risen. He said like that. I am eyewitness. I saw him. They are so bold. They are so brave. He is risen. Our King Jesus Christ is risen. He has become the first fruit of the new life. And Peter continued, Jesus commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as a judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets in the Old Testament testified about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. And I think eyewitnesses of Jesus Christ didn't need to show God their faith because they saw Jesus and listened to him directly. What they had to do was to share what they saw and listened from him. Pam told me something about, I just talked to people what I heard from Pam. I don't need to show some kinds of a spiritual faith about talking and listening, but I just listened to her and I share, right? Yeah, I listened to Linda this morning, the message for children. Then I can talk to other children about the message, what I heard from Linda, just sharing. There is no kinds of a complicated mechanism of the faith, but I just heard and I just shared. What they did was like that. I saw him and I listened to him. Now I'm telling you what I heard from him and what I saw. So what they had to do was to share what they saw and listen. However, we are different. We are different, right? Because we don't have eyewitnesses here. Physical Jesus Christ resurrected. We haven't seen any person Jesus Christ resurrected as 2,000 years ago. But you know what? It is a very good kind of privilege for us not to be eyewitnesses of Jesus' resurrection, because if so, we had to go all around the world to share what we saw. That means we have to be all the missionaries, because that's what the old church Christians did. You know, we just stay here and listen to the story of the God's resurrection, but we don't need to go around all the world to preach the gospel as the old apostles did at the time. But what we really have to do is to believe. It is a very important point. We have to believe in his resurrection. Please don't get me wrong. Believing is not simple as I say now, but believing means we live in what we believe. Again, believing means we live in what we believe. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the Jesus resurrection. That means I live in God's Jesus resurrection. Because believing means I live in what I believe. It is more complicated and difficult than being an eyewitness. Because being an eyewitness is just to live in what I saw, but being a believer means to live in what I believe. So even I say it is a kind of privilege not to be eyewitnesses of resurrection, it is more difficult to live as believers of resurrection, because we have to live out as true believers of resurrection. Yes, Jesus is risen. Oh, I like the sounds of baby crying. Oh, I love it. You know, by the way, we have to say hi and hello to Olivia, right? Can you say Olivia hi? Hi, Olivia. Yeah. She was born on March 30th, right? Yeah, just like a couple of weeks ago. So my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus is risen. And have I ever seen his resurrection historically? No, I haven't seen him historically. But this is what I believe. So I have to live in what I believe, the resurrection. I live in the faith in the resurrection. I live in the faith in the resurrection. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I say, I live in the faith that Jesus Christ is risen. I live in what I believe. Death cannot defeat my faith, because I live in the resurrection in my Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I am not afraid of death. Everybody, please listen to me. It's not only my testimony. It should be our old testimony. We are not afraid of death. We don't worry about death, but we live in the joy of eternal life through believing in resurrection. We don't worry about death. We are not afraid of death because we are living in the joy of eternal life through believing in resurrection. You see, believing is to live in what we believe. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we will have a baptism and confirmation of baptism today. What does baptism mean? Baptism is death and new life. Old I died and new I lives. Simply speaking, it means reborn in Christ. It is the affirmation of resurrection in Christ. We just use the water, but you know, originally what baptism is like, we got into the water, right? We soaked into the water wholly, right? And then we came up from the water. What that means? We died and we reborn. That's baptism. That is a confirmation of the baptism for today. And it is the affirmation of the resurrection of Jesus Christ in our life. And today is the day Jesus resurrected. And we believe in his resurrection. I would like to invite all of us here to the moment of renew our lives in the light of resurrection, to live in the faith in the resurrection. Because we have to prove the resurrection of Jesus Christ in our lives. We have to prove He is risen. Okay, we have to prove the fact, the truth. He is risen in our life. Not only from our brain, not only from our cognitive level understanding. Yeah, He is risen. I heard about it in the church. I saw that. I read it in the Bible. It's not remaining. It should not be remaining in our brain only. But we have to live out in the truth that He is risen. He is with us. So I'm living in the joy of eternal life. Even I'm living in this here right now, but I'm living in the joy of eternal life. Because He's risen, so we will be risen soon in God's power, in God's resurrection. May our Lord Jesus Christ, who overcame the death, be with us always, so that we live in the joy of eternal life every day with the faith of resurrection. Do you believe so? Church, do you believe? Yes, I believe, Lord God, so I live in what I believe. You are risen, You are with me, and You are with us. Let us pray.